Ben Johnson, The Washington Stand. Attending church services may open the door to eternal life, but it will also extend your life on earth more than diet or exercise, according to the foremost expert on global longevity. Don Buettner, who won 3 Emmy Awards for his groundbreaking 2023 documentary, Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones, revealed the deep benefits that faith in God renders to those who want to live a long and prosperous life. Although America faces an epidemic of chronic diseases, only about 20% of how long you live is dictated by your genes, he told Mornings with Maria on Friday, August 30. A healthy lifestyle incorporating diet, exercise, and stress management means the average person can live 12 more years in good health. But the statistics he shared proved that an active faith in God, including weekly church attendance, had potentially the biggest impact on extending earthly life. Buettner's documentary investigated regions in the world known for having the longest average lifespan. Researchers interviewed 263 centenarians, people who had lived to the age of 100, and found all but five belonged to some faith-based community. The healthiest elderly had a common characteristic, having a faith. We know people who go to church, or temple, or even mosque, and show up 4 times per month are living 4 to 14 years longer than people who aren't. The figure may come from a study finding regular church attendance lengthened the average American's life by 7 years, and 14 years for African Americans. That number dwarfed other, more intuitive life hacks, including regular exercise and diet. For a 20-year-old, if you move away from the standard American diet towards a blue zone diet, which is to say whole food, plant-based, it's worth about 10 years of extra life expectancy, and for a 60-year-old, it's still worth about 6 years, he said. One food, particularly, stood out above others, beans. If you're eating a cup of beans a day, it's worth about 4 extra years of life expectancy over getting your protein from less healthy sources, he said, as he raved about minestrone soup. Every time that you mix a grain with a bean, they come together, they make a whole protein. These are cheap foods, they're shelf-stable, and every American can afford them. Those in the healthiest lifestyle moved organically, about every 20 minutes, without sitting for long periods of time. But anyone can benefit from simple exercise, such as walking. If you have zero physical activity in your life, you can raise your life expectancy 3 years if you just walk 20 minutes a day, Buettner told Bartiromo. Strong family relationships also put years in your life. Centenaries agree on putting family first, keeping your aging parents nearby, investing in your partner, investing in your children, he continued. People who are in a committed relationship are living anywhere from 2 to 6 years longer than people who are alone in life. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. If you're keeping track, you can add 3 years to your life with exercise, 4 years by eating beans, 6 years by being in a committed relationship, 6 to 10 years by eating a whole foods and plant-based diet, and 7 to 14 years by going to church every week. Another aspect of church life that may lengthen your life is stress management. A key factor in living to 100 is downshifting, either through prayer, meditation, simply expressing gratitude before a meal. Regular prayer incorporates making sure our day has certain times where we lower the stress of the human condition, lower inflammation, said Buettner, a 2011 fellow at National Geographic and Moody Time Grant awardee. Environmental factors, including the people and businesses around you, also play a role. If you live in a neighborhood with more than 5 fast food restaurants within half a mile of your home, you're about 35% more likely to be obese than if there are fewer than 3, Buettner added. If your 3 best friends are obese and unhealthy, you are 150% more likely to be overweight yourself. The study is but one of many that have found physical, mental, and psychological benefits of faith, Bible reading, and church attendance. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy issued a report in March 2023 stating that an epidemic of loneliness has produced health impacts, even greater than that associated with obesity and physical inactivity. Americans' health may be undermined by their declining participation in religious or faith-based groups. Regular religious practice has significant effects in reducing the faithful's odds of dying from suicides, drug poisonings, and alcoholic liver disease, according to a 2023 study. The Blue Zones commend cultures that promote a sense of purpose. Religious Americans tend to believe their life is meaningful more often than do those who are not religious, found a 2023 study. Americans who believe in God and value marriage are more likely to be very happy than isolated secularists, according to a Wall Street Journal NORC poll taken last March. While only a thin sliver of Americans, 12%, consider themselves very happy, 68% of the happiest people surveyed say they believe in God. An overwhelming 82% of Christians describe their outlook as optimistic and take pride in their church, according to a 2023 study. Christians who regularly read the Bible report a higher score on the Human Flourishing Index, which measures happiness and life satisfaction, mental and physical health, meaning and purpose, character and virtue, close societal relationships, and financial and material stability, than non-practicing Christians or the nuns, religiously unaffiliated, a 2023 study found. Young adult Gen Xers in the strongly religious class across the three measurements generally reported better mental health when they reached established adulthood than those in the non-religious class, reported a 2022 Syracuse University study. Women who attend church at least once a week had a 68% lower chance of dying a death of despair than non-churchgoers. Men who go to church frequently lower their risk by one-third, according to a 2020 Harvard study. Americans who attended religious services regularly were 44% more likely to say they were very happy than the religiously inactive, concluded a 2019 Pew Research Center survey. A 2019 study found robust effects of religiosity on depression that are stronger for the most depressed. Even if they leave behind religious practices, people who attended weekly religious services or practiced daily prayer or meditation in their youth reported greater life satisfaction and positivity in their 20s, and were less likely to subsequently have depressive symptoms, smoke, use illicit drugs, or have a sexually transmitted infection, than people raised with less regular spiritual habits, discovered a 2018 study from Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. A 2017 study found church attendance significantly lowers the body's reaction to stress and cuts the worshipper's chance of dying in half. More frequent churchgoers, more than once a week, had a 55% reduction of all-cause mortality risk compared with non-churchgoers, reported the study. Attending church more than once a week reduced a woman's likelihood of dying by 33%, a 2016 Harvard study concluded. Source: The Washington Stand.